Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 22nd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net and prepare these messages each weekday morning, most of the time, with a goal to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Lessons from a Leaping Baby. The scripture text is Luke 1, verse 41.
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
For a number of years, I marched in Washington, D.C. with people from many different faith backgrounds as we took a visible stand for the right to life. In fact, this morning, there will be thousands gathered in Washington, and I doubt it if it gets hardly any mention on the news, continuing to take an increasingly unpopular and very politically incorrect stand for truth and righteousness in life. Well, Brooksine and I unapologetically take a strong stand for the sanctity of life, for the protection of the unborn, the infirmed, the elderly, and for those whom the world regards as being unworthy of life.
Our scripture today is straightforward. Being a familiar narrative section read often during the Christmas season, we may fail to see the doctrinal significance in it. And let me just read it again. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. We really need to check out the context to appreciate all of this. The angel assured Mary of God's special plan for her in Luke 1:35, and she submitted to this plan. In verse 38, she was told that her relative Elizabeth was also with child and was in her sixth month of pregnancy.
After this angelic message, she hurried, the scripture tells us, to see Elizabeth, and her greeting prompted the baby to leap in Elizabeth's womb, this six-month-old, I was going to say fetus, but it was a baby. The Greek uses the word brephos here. That's the specific Greek word, and it's used nine times in the New Testament for both preborn and infant children, and no distinction was made between the two in New Testament Greek. Well, this joyful baby, of course, was John, who had another 3 months of prenatal development and security inside his mother's womb at the time of Mary's visit. Yet that baby was able to leap at Mary's presence. Well, today, babies are routinely slaughtered at this age and even older.
However, it's Elizabeth's response to Mary that is most interesting and instructive. Luke 1:42 to 43. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Notice Elizabeth's recognition of Mary as mother of my Lord. How long had Mary been a mother? Well, we don't know exactly. It's not revealed to us. Was it days, weeks, a month? Yet Elizabeth calls her the mother of my Lord. Most all abortions are now performed after the point of Elizabeth's declaration.
Today, friends, whatever biblical issue is being assaulted in your corner of the world, and there are so many, keep standing up for the truth. A lie, no matter how it's packaged, no matter who repeats it or how often, whether or not a majority hold to it, is still a lie. Let us be men and women that hold faithfully to the truth.
And let's pray together. Father, when you took the dust of the ground to form man, and you breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, you had a purpose for his existence on earth. And you have a purpose for all human life. Forgive us for assuming that we know more than you, the creator of life, in willfully choosing whether one is allowed to live and another is destined to die before one breathes his or her first independent breath. We thank you for the millions who take a visible stand for life based not on a popular theme, but on truths established in your holy word. Help us to be vigilant in doing what is right and good in your sight, even when it is inconvenient and costly to our personal lives. In our disposable society, help us never to dispose of human life that you created, or to dispose of truths that you intended for us to live by in favor of a political, intellectual, or financial agenda. We pray for those in the abortion industry who are motivated by financial gain, by the taking of innocent life, much like Judas, who took the 30 pieces of silver as he handed Jesus over to those who would crucify him. Like Joseph's brothers, who took the 20 pieces of silver in exchange for selling their innocent brother. Father, we look to you in faith, asking that you speak to the indifferent and bigoted hearts that cause innocent lives to be slaughtered every minute of every day. We pray this impassioned prayer in the name of Jesus, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And the only way we can have presence with you is through him. Amen.
Amen. Well, we've said some strong things today. We're always aware when we speak truth like this that we may lose listeners, we may lose readers, but we're not trying to win a popularity contest. We are happy when we see our list growing, which it has continued to grow through the years, and interest in our ministry, but it probably doesn't grow as fast as if we were to be more watered down in our approach, and so be it. Our first loyalty is to the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we prepared for Thursday, January 22nd, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, where we have several photos today. A beautiful bird picture I took right outside our office window of a tufted titmouse munching on some spent cornbread that Brooksine placed out there. Also have a picture of me in one of the Right to Life marches about 20 years ago. Several years I went down to Washington and marched on this day. And I do applaud those that continue to stay faithful in that pursuit of standing up for life and for truth. And we have several testimonies today that we believe would bless you in regard to this topic, and some music as well. Have a blessed day and continue to stand up for truth and life.